Good evening, Claire. Our lesson today is going to be, if you got your book, chapter 9, The Manifestation of Man's Rebellion. Now, Brother Watchman, he taught this book in a specific way. He started out with how rebellion starts. He said it comes in words, reason, and thoughts. But it seemed easier for me and to make more sense, to make more understanding, to teach it the other way. What other way I'm talking about? Rebellion begins with thought, reason, then it ends up in words. And the reason I'm doing it like this is because that's the process. Rebellion always starts with a thought. And with that in mind, we're going to deal with the thoughts first, the thought process. How rebellion infiltrate a believer through the thought process and how it manifests itself through words, from thought to word. So let's begin reading. Now, they may not follow your book exactly because I took my notes here and there out of the book, but just follow it close as you can. In what particular areas is man's rebellion most obvious? It's most obviously manifested in words, in reason, and thought. Unless there are practical dealings in these areas, the hope of deliverance from rebellion is very dim. Now, what a powerful statement that is. Without a deliverance from rebellion through this process of reasoning, process of thoughts, it's going to be very hard to be delivered. So I want to deal with a term called self-will. Self-will. Self-will is the quality of being willful and ignoring opposition. Self-will. The quality of being willful. In other words, doing what you want to do. Doing what you think is right. Doing what you believe is right in your own mind and in your own thinking. And because of that, most people are trapped because of this principle of self-will. Now, don't get me wrong. It's good. Self-will is in the positive. is a very important quality. In other words, if you Satan always duplicates everything that's good and turn it into evil. So a self-will person is a person. Sometimes, if I'm self-will, then I won't let anybody control me to do the right thing. Then I'm gonna follow after what I believe is the right will. But if I'm self-will in a negative point of view, as to say selfishly, well, I'm gonna do those things that only satisfy me and only promote me to my own advantage. I don't know if I'm making sense with that, but this satanic principle of self-will, it will destroy most Christians. So let's deal with thoughts. With that in mind, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 is our scripture that's going to help us to deal with thoughts. Brother Nee gave us the outline, or gave us the strategy through the Word of God, just how to be delivered from this principle of rebellion through the thought process. I want to deal with the thought process, and I want you to listen up closely, because this thought process is the very central part, or the very central action, or avenue, rather, that Satan comes in and bring rebellion in our heart. So let's begin at the third verse. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So there is a war, right? Some call it spiritual warfare, because it's dealing with satanic forces and satanic principles. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Fifth verse says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And you can't leave that sixth verse out, because the sixth verse is what brings us back, what brings our thoughts back. And I'm going to explain it more as we go. It says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Now let's get back to our notes, Claire. Rebellion words, listen at me closely, come from rebellious reasoning. Rebellious words come from rebellious reasoning. Now, listen to me close, guys, because I want you to see the craftiness, the satanic craftiness of Satan, how he deceived Christians into thinking, opposing God. What you mean? Rebellion thinking opposes God. And that's what the trap that Satan wants to get us in. Rebellious words come from rebellious reasoning. And so now we see that rebellious reasoning is going to be dealt with. So what is rebellious reasoning? Now let's listen for a little while. And reasoning, in turn, is cooked up. No, it's processed. It's cooked up in thought. Wrong thought. Hence, thought is the central factor in rebellion. Remember that statement. Underline any book if you can find. Thought is the central factor in rebellion. In other words, it's the main way that Satan get in. If you don't leave a crack in the door in your thought life, Satan cannot come in. And sometimes people leave cracks in the door. What do you mean? They leave an opening for Satan to come in, but not guarding their mind. You see it? How you guard your mind? With the Word of God. How you cover your mind? With the Word of God. You see it? Next point. Man's rebellion is basically in his thought. You see, I'm saying the same thing. Reasoning ought to be cast down. Everybody say that. Reasoning ought to be cast down. But thought is to be brought back. You're casting down and you're bringing back. Cast down reason. You're casting down reasoning. And you're bringing your thoughts back. Why? Because reasoning takes possession of your thought. Reasoning takes your thought and hold it under captivity. Reasoning takes your thought and bring it under siege. You see it? Now we're going to find out how the process in which you do that and his trickery and his cunning craftiness, but we got him because the Word of God is going to prove us how to deal with rebellion. You'll never have to deal with rebellion another day in your life. Well, I'm not going to say you never have to deal with it, but you know how to combat it when you try to bring it, and you'll recognize when you try to bring those wrong thoughts to you, you'll deal with them right on the spot. You deal with them right on the spot. You kill those thoughts right at the spot. You crucify those thoughts right on the spot. And when you crucify those thoughts, what happened in class? When you crucify those thoughts, they don't have a chance to build a bird nest in your brain, build a bird nest in your mind, build a bird nest in your soul. You see it? Build a bird nest in your thinking. What do you mean a bird nest? Yeah, trying to make a home now. You see it? Satan will bring his thought and try to make a home in your mind, in your soul. And he'll try to plant the wrong seeds and the thoughts in your mind, and therefore it'll take control of your thoughts. What's my thought? God's thoughts in you. Now I got a definition. I think I need to bring it up right now. This definition of thought. Now, listen at this now. Then you're gonna understand this, because when I saw this, it helped me to understand why it's so important to control my thoughts. Apostle been teaching on the soul for a long time now. And this perfectly in line with what we need to do to help us to be delivered from rebellion. Look what thoughts say. Thoughts is a thing that gives shape to other things. Your thoughts develop shape. Your thought gives picture. It's like a camera. It gives you a snapshot of something. It gives shape to other things, as in a mold. Now, as in a mold, it gives shape. So your thoughts mold your thinking process and the way you feel about something and the way you deal with things. It comes from the process of the thought. It shapes your thoughts, shapes your thinking, and mold your thinking. And it's form and form created. It's a form created in your mind. What do you mean a form created in your mind? It creates a form. In other words, a shape. thoughts create a shape in your mind, and it sets you up in a certain way, and you begin to think in a certain way, and it aligns all your thoughts in a certain way, and it creates a process, and it begins to develop how you function. You ever woke up one morning and said, "Oh, I don't feel like doing nothing today"? Then, well, that thought tried to form a process in you. And all of a sudden, all day, you're not going to feel like doing anything. It's going to begin to form and create something in you. Wrong thoughts create wrong images. Right thoughts create right images of yourself. And then you say, "No, I resist that in the name of Jesus." So where do wrong thoughts come from? Where do wrong images come from? The deceiver, satanic influence, satanic nature. They try to rise up and build a bird nest. I use the word bird nest because it builds a home in your soul. So all it has to do with rebellion, class, just hold on and pay attention a little bit. So now we got the idea of what's happening here with these thoughts here. So don't let them build anything. So thoughts are one thing. God's thoughts set a pattern and an image of who we are in Him. God's words are His thoughts. And His thoughts have to become our thought. "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Let these thoughts be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." And look, 12th chapter of Romans says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," putting God's thoughts in your mind. And it creates the image. And it creates your personality of who you are. And it creates a being in you. You see, a God-like nature in you. And here's what Satan does. Satan brings a thought, and he tries to get you to reason with God. Now, we're going to look at over that in the third chapter of Genesis, how he reasoned with Eve concerning the fruit that God told him not to eat. And he took the word of God, and he tried to change the image of God's word to fit his image. You hear what I said? He tried to change the image of God's word to fit satanic image. What that was? Rebellion. See, Satan images rebellion. Always anti-God. Always against God. So, now, I'm back to my lesson now. If reason are not cast aside, well, reason is the thing that takes your thoughts captive. If they are not cast aside, there's no possibility of bringing man's thought into obedience to Christ. Wow. Our lesson saying, if we don't take reasoning and deal with reasoning, cast them down, cast them aside, then it's impossible to keep your thoughts into obedience to Christ. Why? Because this reasoning is going to do something to your thinking. It affects your thinking. You see it? It affects your thinking, I said. Now, look, that I'm trying to build us a foundation of truth to build upon, so we know how to deal with satanic thoughts that create reasoning in us, and reasoning birth words, and words release rebellion. Now you can have rebellion hitting in your heart, hitting in your soul through reasoning, and once reasoning take a hold of you out of the abundance of the heart, when it overcomes your heart, when it overtakes your heart, when it overflows your heart, when it becomes greater than your own thoughts, it turns into words. My goodness. And then a rebellious person finally, sooner or later, I don't care how long a person been rebellious, finally, sooner or later, they're going to say something that reveals themselves. Yeah, you might have a little idea about a certain person. See, I don't think they're all the way with us. But because they haven't spoken anything yet. But it's been hidden. Rebellion incubates itself in a person. It'd be hidden. And through reasoning, he give them another reason. He'll give them another reason to be anti. Give them another reason to go against what the pastor say. Be another reason to go against what the apostle say. Another reason to go what the sister or brother say. And then finally, it'll overflow the heart. Then the mouth speak it. Then it exposed themselves for who they are, and that satanic influence will become greater than than God's influence. Wow. Don't ever let satanic influence become greater than the word of God. See, that would happen with reasoning. Reasoning take God's words captive. You mean reasoning can captive hold God's words under arrest and hold it captured? Yeah, if you let it. I don't care how strong and mighty God's word is, it's up to you if you're going to let it become captive in your soul. That's why you got to keep your mind renewed with the word of God. And then you become strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Everybody say power of his might. Now, the first high thing in this verse here, let's look at this verse. Casting down imagination and every high thing in that fifth verse. The phrase high thing in verse 5 is a tall building or edifice. Now, imagine. One teacher said, what reasoning does is it exalts itself as a high wall that surrounds a fort. It's like a fortress. It creates like a fortress, a barrier, a wall that captivates your thoughts. Reason does that. It builds a wall around your thoughts. It builds a wall around God's thoughts in you. You know what obedience said, and you know what God's word said. That's what happened to Eve. Eve knew God said, don't eat this fruit because the day you eat it, you're going to die. He was talking about spiritually. He was talking about losing out on what God had provided for them. And just trust God. Trust God. And not operate on the principle of good and evil. Trust God for who God is. But no, I say, Claire. What Satan did was, he said, no, you're not going to die. And that wall started coming up. You're going to be wise. Another wall coming up. And you're going to be as God. Ooh, another wall coming up around them. And then all they saw was wise. I'm not going to die. I'm going to have a certain amount of wisdom. I'm going to know good and evil. All these thoughts, all these reasons surrounded and captivated what God said. And it wouldn't release God's ability in them. Because these words and thoughts and reason captivated them, and they couldn't see what God said. This edifice, it built a fortress around them, a fort around the word that God had spoken to Adam, a fortress. And then it was unable to keep them in a time of trouble. And so this wall was built around Eve's thoughts. What thoughts? God's thoughts that he had placed in them. And then she was unable to function in her God-like nature because she allowed to be held captive by satanic reasoning. I hope you see what I'm saying, Claire. Let me go on. So the phrase high thing in verse 5 is a tall building or edifice in the original. From God's viewpoint, human reasoning is like a skyscraper blocking out the knowledge of God. God's knowledge got blocked out. Because of what Satan told them, and it created a reasoning process in their mind. And they started thinking about that. Oh, yeah, they thought about it. Oh, they reasoned about it. Oh, they reasoned with it. And then finally, Satan overcame them with their reasoning. Now, but as soon as man commences to reason, his thoughts come under siege. His thoughts come under siege, under captivity. And so it's not free. So he is not free to obey God, since obedience is a matter of the thought. Write that down. Obedience is a matter of the thought. If you can keep your thoughts right, then you can obey right. Keep your thinking right, you can keep your obedience right. What thinking? What God said. What God said. What God said. What God said. And that's what Eve and Adam should have done. Yeah, but this is what God said. Yeah, this is what God said. Saying to you, sick. No, but this is what God said. God said, saying to you, broke. No, but this is what God said. Saying to you, nobody loves you. No, but this is what God said. You see, I'm trying to show you how to keep these reasons. See, this don't just work in rebellion. This work in every area of your life. Don't let reason become a factor. In marriages, people do that. Satan build a reason. Well, why should I divorce my wife? Why should I separate from this relationship? And all these reasons come up. But what God's saying, should death to be part. What God's saying, help and love your wife as Christ loved the church. What God's saying, wife submit to your husband as unto the Lord. See, that's what God's saying. But when you listen to what Satan reasoning said, you're going to do just right. You're going to do this. It's to round your thought and paralyze you from obedience. Wow. It's so simple, but it starts off dealing with the thoughts and the reason that Satan tried to put in your mind. I hope I'm helping you, Claire. See, reason expressed outwardly, listen now, reason expressed outwardly becomes words. Reason expressed outwardly becomes word. And so what Satan does when he captivates your thoughts and he increases his thoughts and they become reasoning, you see it? Outwardly it become words. And that's when people begin to speak rebellious words. That's when people begin to speak against what God said. That's when people begin to utter things that are not true or not right, inconsistently with what God said. Always keep your word consistently with what God said. I hope you hear me, Claire. Always. Always. So, reasoning expressed outwardly becomes words. But when reason are hidden inside, listen, when they're hidden inside, they surround thought and paralyze it from obedience. My God. That's a powerful statement there. Now, man's habit of reasoning is so serious that it cannot be resolved without a battle. I'm telling you. For we war not against flesh and blood. Let's go back to the scriptures here. I'm going to go back to verse 4. Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, yeah, we sure do. We do not war after the flesh. We do not battle after the flesh. Our contest is not after the flesh. Satan will defeat us every round in the fight if we try to fight against him in the flesh. And that's what he wants the church. He wants to pull the church from God's thoughts. And when you're operating aside from God's thoughts, you're operating in the flesh. So he wants to keep us in the realm of the natural, in the realm of the flesh. That's what he did Eve. He brought her down to the natural realm. Look at this. Oh, look at this. Look how beautiful it is. She saw it was delicious and beautiful to the eye to see. He brought it to the realm of the natural. You see it? So we can't war against the flesh. So, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly, but mighty through God. Mighty through who? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's where the power. See, our weaponry should only come through God. Only God can pull down these strongholds of reasoning. Only God's words can pull down the strongholds of reasoning. Only God's Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, can pull down the strongholds of reasoning. Only the Word of God can I'm talking about spiritual weapons, pull down the strongholds of weapons. God's power is the only thing that can come against reasoning. And without God's power in that fifth verse, it's impossible to deal with rebellion. It's impossible to deal with reasoning. It's going to have to be with a fight. It has to be a fight. You see it? Paul did not use reason to fight against reason. And that was the humans wanted to do. The human reason wanted to do. Fight reason against reason. And you see, I don't know. Maybe you never had an argument with wife, or maybe you never counseled husband and wife that having marital problem. I've sat in some sessions, Apostle permitted me to do some counseling. Some of the members would have marital problem. And then you let them talk. It's reason against reason. reason against reason, and my God, nothing is fulfilled. Nothing is accomplished. No victory, reason against reason. You can't fight reason with reason. The only when I show them what the Word of God said. This is what the Word of God said. I don't care what you think and say. I don't care what your belief system say. I don't care what your parents taught you when you was growing up. I don't care about your culture. I don't care about your family history. But I told them what the Word of God said. The Word of God always confirm truth. And it cancels out reasoning. If you want reasoning to be cast down, the Word of God, the power of God, the Spirit of God is the answer to casting out reasoning. And so that's why I meditate upon the Word day and night. Now, I'm getting a little excited, class, because there's so much truth in it. Oh, there's so much truth in it. It is God who battles. Let me show you something else here. See, sometimes I'm going to show you why a rebellion is so dangerous, because I saw something else in here. You see it? You said the mental inclination to reason must be met with spiritual weapon, namely the power of God. It is God who battles against us, for we have become his fool. Now, why is that? Why? Let me put it into the right words now. Scripture says how fools borrow right words. Now, whenever we functioning in reasoning, and our thoughts have been captive, what thoughts? God's thoughts in us been held captive by reasoning and create a fortress around us. And it make us, it give us the inability to be able to follow our thoughts or God-given thoughts, because it's been held captive by reasoning. Reasoning has taken control and our thoughts, incapable of following God's thoughts. Now, whenever you get in that position and you're in the reasoning and you're siding with reasoning, satanic reasoning, you become God's fool. Because now God is against you. What do you mean God's against you? Because you're coming against his principle, and you're functioning the principle of rebellion. And now you're against God, and God got to stand against you. Now God got to deal with you now. Miriam became God's fool when she spoke against Moses. Now God said, I got to stop this whole congregation from trying to get to Egypt, to the promised land, and now I got to deal with Miriam. I got to deal with Aaron. They become God's foe until they got it right. Moses had to pray for them, and Moses fell down on the knee. And Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they didn't start out with the devil, but their reasoning brought them to a place where they began to fight against God. Yeah, if you follow the scripture, they say, you think too much of yourself, Moses. You the only one that can heal God. They came against God because they thought they were coming against Moses, but they became God's foe. I can go on and on and on. Apostle Paul, when he was coming against the Christian and persecuting him, he was fighting against God. So what point am I trying to bring out, Claire? I'm trying to bring out this point that you don't become God's foe. I remember Gamaliel, when the disciple was in prison, and Peter, and I think it was Peter and John. And then Gamaliel told him, the council, be careful what you do with these men, because you might find yourself fighting against God. They were saying you might find yourself becoming God's fool. So be careful what you do with these men. If it be of God, nobody can overthrow it. But if it's not of God, it's going to come to naught. That was some wisdom. God gave Gamaliel some wisdom how to deal with things when you don't know if it's against God or not. Leave it alone. It's something you don't understand in the church. Something you don't understand your pastor doing. Something you understand your pastor doing, your spiritual leader doing. Leave it alone. If it's of God, nobody can tear it down. Listen to me close, Claire. We're trying to show you how to stay out of God's way. I don't want to get in God's way. I don't want stop God's work from being done, not on my behalf. Oh, no. Oh, I'd rather die than get in God's way. You hear what I'm saying? I'd rather die than before I get in God's way. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want that rebellious spirit coming upon me. I don't want to go against the work of God. I want to live long and strong and healthy. I don't want to oppose my spiritual leader. I don't want to say anything that's contrary to what God said in his word. I love my spiritual leader. I love my apostle. I love my first family. Yeah, I'm going to echo that to the day I die. Why? Because I know what the word of God says. And I know what my apostle and his first family stand for. They stand for God. I didn't mean to say all that, but it's true anyway. Our mental habit of reasoning is something we inherit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yet how few there are who realize how much difficulty these minds of ours give God. Do you realize sometimes a mind unassisted by the Holy Ghost, a mind unprotected by the Word of God, a mind that's not submitted to the Spirit of God and to the Word of God, how dangerous it is to God? Yeah, it becomes a hindrance to God. That's what it is. It's a hindrance. People with no word of God in the church, baby Christian in the church, they have no maturity. They are hindrances to God. Yeah, they might be going to heaven, but they're hindrances to God because they have no understanding of authority, no understanding of submission. All they want to do is self-will. Yeah. Satan employs all sorts of reason to enslave us so that we, instead of being apprehended by God, become an enemy of God. My goodness, what a strong statement. I'm going to read that one more time. Listen to me, class. I'm pleading with you. Listen to me. Listen to me. Don't let satanic thoughts take a hold of your mind because they're Satan aimed to destroy you. Steer yourself away from wrong words. Steer yourself away from people with wrong words. People that speak contrary to what God's saying. People that speak against authority. Because Satan going to give you a reason through them. He sure will. He's going to give you a reason. They're going to have a reason. I find out through observation over the years. Birds of a feather, they flock together. You know, when people leave, disgruntled, trying to have their way, they're leaving rebellion, they form this little grunt committee. I call it the rebellious committee. And they hang together. If you go look for them, they're all then congregated together somewhere else. The same form, they find each other like a magnetic force that pulls, you know why? Because they all had the same reason. The same devil they were using to give them the same thought. Oh, I'm trying to think of some of the thought you give them. But you give them enough wrong ammunition to convince them that they need to leave and try to uproot many people as they can, and you put they'll give them their reason. You know why I left, child? Know why I left? Because Pastor did say such and such and such, and I just don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that. Pastor did this and did that, and they're trying to put their satanic reason to other people's heart to try to build a wall in their heart. Yeah, they might win some. But don't go through the wrong one. I said, I'm going to tell. If you don't want me to tell my apostle, don't tell me. Don't let me see. Don't say anything around me because I'm not putting up with your foolishness. I'm going to squash this thing right here. You're not coming to me with no mess like that. So they know who to go with and who not to go with. You know who ears to pour their troubled mind and troubled hearts in, and they know who to go to. They go to find the weakest person in the church. That's what Satan used, the weakest person in the church with no spiritual maturity, and pour all their troubled mind on them. All their reason I'm talking about. They give them all their thoughts. Genesis 3 illustrates 2 Corinthians 10. Satan reasoned with Eve, and Eve, seeing that the tree was good for food, responded with reason. Now, this is my little statement right here. Do not permit the devil to reason with you about what God has said in his word. I'm going to say it again. Do not permit the devil to reason with you about what God has said in His Word. See, whatever God said in His Word is so. But when Satan tried to infiltrate your thought about what God said, you know, years ago, a man comes to me and he tried to find a reason why he should drink. He wanted to still drink. And so, he found a scripture. Yeah, a little wine is good for the belly. I said, I'll tell you what. Go get you a fifth of the best whiskey you can find. Just drink all of it. And just drink till you lose your mind. See what I did? What did I do? I said, no, what I said, if you won't find a scripture to justify your action, then you just go ahead and do. If you find scripture to whore monger, well, you just go ahead and be a whore. See what happened? The Satan used the word of God and he tried to give him the reason with it. And then you'll show them 10 other Christians out there that doing what they want to do, and they still might be going to heaven. Then you'll show them some spiritual, supposed to be Christians in the church, some deacon or something. And I'll tell you what, this is not a joke, but this kept me out of church for a long time. When I was a young man, and I used to seek God, and didn't know I was seeking Him. And back in those days, you know, they would have these morning bench, and they have these revival, and they'll pray over all the sinners, and then they're trying to get you born again. But when I was out there in the street, the deacon, the head deacon, was sitting at the club with me. And I said, ain't no way in the world he going to pray over me. And I just saw him last week in the same club. What can he tell me? And then Satan put a wall up for many years. He put a wall up. He said, there's something with preachers. I had uncles that were pastors, and then I saw them do unjust things. And then he put that wall up, and I had a reason to stay with him in the church. I said, all hypocrites. Had a reason not to meet to the church. But one day, I came to Word of Life Christian Center. No, it was Mount Zion then. A brother of mine brought me, my own brother. And then I sat under Apostle Thompson, sitting in the Bible study in that old church. And then he made a statement. He stopped teaching just for me. He said, I got one girlfriend and one wife. They're both the same person. I said, man, can't be telling the truth. You know? But it's been 40 years later. He still got the same wife. Still living holy. He's still living sanctified. Still preaching the same good news. He's still strong in the Lord. And my marriage still strong because of watching his marriage. Watching him raise his family. So, class, I'm trying to say, stay away. Stay away from wrong thoughts. Adjust your thoughts to what God said. Don't permit the enemy to come in and infiltrate your mind with anything that God didn't say. That's your job. So that's why I want to deal with thoughts. Now, the next lesson, we're going to be dealing with reasoning, and I hope it makes more sense because of what going through the thought process first, okay? So, class, I'm going to make this one statement here in this class here, and then I'm going to see you next week. Reason and thought are closely joined. They intertwine themselves, if you're going to watch them. The first tend to capture the second. What the first? The first captures the second. And once the thought is taken captive, reason want to captivate your thought. And once your thoughts are taken captive, man finds himself incapable of obeying Christ. It therefore follows that we really desire to obey God, we must know how the authority of God destroys the stronghold of reason. So, class, you've been a good class. You're listening real good. And I bless you today, and I'll see you next week.